Blue as sapphires, red as rubies, and black as onyx, there are more than 100 species of beautifully colored poison dart frogs. There's even one called the blue jeans frog because its bottom half is the color of designer denim. These small creatures live in tropical forests of the New World, from Costa Rica to Brazil. In a defensive tactic known as aposematic coloration, the graphic pattern on their skin and their stunning hues serve as a warning to would-be predators. People, too, instinctively understand the message that certain colors evoke. That's why stop signs are red. The use of colors to signify certain meanings is not a human invention. In fact, this intuitive understanding of color is biological in origin. Instead of blending into their habitat, the colorful conspicuousness of animals such as the poison dart frog is every bit as purposeful as a stop sign. You see, these whimsically colored frogs are among the most poisonous animals on Earth. An important note, poisonous and venomous are not synonymous. A venomous animal like a box jellyfish or a scorpion actively injects its prey via stinging cells or fangs for one purpose, to kill it. By contrast, a poisonous animal must be touched or eaten. Its toxin is a defensive strategy, hence it must go out of its way to advertise itself. So how did these tiny gem-like critters get to be so toxic? Herpetologists who study frogs and other amphibians have found that poison glands in the frog's skin contain alkaloids from its rainforest diet of spiders and insects. They, in turn, have incorporated these noxious chemicals from the plants they eat. But poison dart frogs are not innately toxic, proving the adage that you are what you eat. When raised in captivity, away from their native habitat and foods, they're actually harmless. Although most poison dart frogs don't contain toxins harmful to humans, a few pack quite a punch. Consider the paperclip-sized golden poison dart frog. 1 milligram of its poison is enough to kill 10 humans. For centuries, the indigenous people of Colombia have used the golden poison dart frog to poison the tips of their darts or their blowguns. Suffice to say, they're very careful in their work. Further, neuropharmacologists are studying the chemical structure of the frog's poison for possible medical uses. One of the derivatives of a fingernail-sized Ecuadorian poison dart frog was found to be 200 times more powerful than morphine. Even as scientists seek to learn more about the poison dart frogs, they are becoming harder to find. Long viewed as indicator species, think canary in a coal mine, amphibian populations worldwide are in crisis. Most of the causes are familiar to us: pollution of waterways, climate change, invasive species, and habitat loss. But there's another threat that's even more pernicious, a fungus called Batrachochytrium dendrobatidis, or BD. BD doesn't just affect poison dart frogs, it attacks all amphibians. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, infection with BD is the biggest threat facing amphibian species and population survival worldwide. It's capable of causing mass extinctions. The fungus can be destroyed by bleach and controlled by antifungal medications, but as Elizabeth Colbert writes in her book, The Sixth Extinction, it's impossible to disinfect an entire rainforest. And yet, there is no effective way to control the spread of BD. So the race is on to save these little jewels of the rainforest. To learn more about the golden poison dart frog and the National Aquarium's efforts to preserve them, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.